Stephanie Hauerlich is from Hauerlich Agricultural Services in the Peace River area. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Stephanie, thank you very much for joining us. Harvest season, it sounds like it's almost pretty much wrapped up at this particular point in the Peace region. Just get your comments. How was harvest this year?
Yeah, I would say it's probably 90% wrapped up. Everyone that I've talked to is just getting the last of their fields in the bin, so that's good. I would say it was pretty smooth sailing this year. It was a bit of an early spring and a pretty early harvest in comparison to some of the previous years we've had, for sure.
How much of an advantage is there to maybe getting it done faster, other than the fact that you get it done before the snow starts flying?
Yeah, it's great to get it done early because then everyone has time to do a bit of field work. If it's been a wet season, which, I mean, in some areas it was a little bit this year, but not so much ours, people have a little bit of field work, leveling, ditching, putting a little bit of anhydrous or fertilizer down for the next year. That can all get done in a timely manner, and then people can actually have time to get ready for Christmas, so it's great.
The growing season that was to the 2023 season, in your estimation, I know you're out by Harbin Valley, how were things as far as the season were concerned out there?
It was pretty good. We were quite close to the fires out here, so maybe got seeding a few days later than some, but all in all, I feel like from what I've heard, the Peace region got things in the ground pretty early. We had a really good start with the rain, like emergence on all the crops was good, but out in our area, we had quite a dry spell. And I would say like the cereal crops, so that would be like your wheat, barley, stuff like that, it may be shut down before the later rains in the season come, but the canola we've actually been really pleased with. It seems like it was able to take advantage of the later rain that we got in the season, and the yields were a little bit better on that for us on the canola than they were the cereals, just because of the type of growing season we had. So it lacked a little bit of rain in between, but all in all, it turned out, I would say, average or above for all the crops.
You mentioned the fires that were out in the Harmon Valley area and throughout the Peace region this spring, and I guess especially with the smoke in the last little while. How much trouble was there, or how much trouble did it give you, the fact that the smoke and the fires were in the area and it didn't necessarily endanger crop, but it kind of put the situations in jeopardy, I'm thinking?
For sure, yeah. We're kind of a unique situation. The fire actually did come on to our home quarter. So a lot of the family was kind of occupied helping fight the fires at first. But in terms of crops, in a few years back, we had some smoke from the BC fires, and it actually impacted how the crops matured a lot. Everything was slow. We had a bit of green canola just because it didn't actually get the sunlight hours and mature. And we wondered if it would be like that this year, being that the fire was right in our backyard. But it seems like the smoke cover was a little bit intermittent, which is nice for everyone in the region. Like, we did have some smoky days, but it also cleared, and we had a lot of sunny days too. And since everyone's almost done harvest, I would say that it was less impactful on the crops than a lot of people may have anticipated.
If I may ask here, Stephanie, and my sincere apologies for being quite blunt, but how does the smoke help the crops?
I don't know if it would help the crops, but it just slows them down if it is here. Like, it doesn't, the sunlight can't get through the smoke nearly as good if there is smoke cover. So, yeah, it would definitely not help the crops the more the smoke was here, for sure.
Okay. I might have misinterpreted that, and I do apologize for that.
No worries.
Heading into the fall season, as you mentioned, the crop is about 90% in the bin here in the Peace region. The fact that you were able to get it done early is good. What, I guess, if I may ask a little bit of a personal question, what is next on the table as far as the fields are concerned heading into the winter season?
Well, for us, we have, because as I mentioned, we are the Pioneer Seed Reps, so we just have a couple fields left, and we actually have, I believe we have 13 canola varieties side by side, And we do check strips, so we weigh every one of them just to see which particular variety does best in this area. So we have those fields to go, and then we don't do fertilizer in the fall. We do it in the spring, but a lot of people do part of their fertilizer in the fall, so they'll be going around with their tractors and putting down anhydrous, so you'll see a lot of that going on in the fields. So that's basically what everyone is working on now, and then just getting their crop inputs organized and ready for the next growing season, which seems early, but for some reason, all of the agricultural companies, they need to plan ahead to make sure everyone has all these large quantities and supplies of input products for next spring.
All in all, Stephanie, is it good to get the harvest almost, or in this, almost complete?
It is, yeah, it's really good. I would say Thanksgiving weekend, I mean, that's usually the goal. If you can be done by Thanksgiving weekend, it's been a pretty smooth season and harvest.
Stephanie Harlech is from Harlech Agricultural Services, based in the Peace River area. Stephanie, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.